Hello, everyone. Today we will be continuing with our series on the Rambam's Sefer HaMitzvos with the fourth mitzvah, which is Yiras Hashem, fearing God. This is one of the most interesting mitzvos in the Rambam's Sefer HaMitzvos because the description in the Book of Mitzvos is significantly different from the way that he describes it in Mishneh Torah in his halachic work. In the Sefer HaMitzvos, in the Book of Mitzvos, the Rambam describes the mitzvah of Yiras Hashem, of fearing God, to fear God's judgment, to believe in God's omniscience, to believe that God knows everything that we do, and as well as to believe that God will punish us if we do not do what he commands us to do. And therefore, that fear of God and his ability to punish us, both as individuals as well as a nation or as a world, should motivate us to fear God and to keep the Torah and mitzvos. This colloquially is known as Yiras Onesh or Yiras Chet, fear of sin or fear of punishment. In the Mishneh Torah, however, in the Rambam's major halachic work, the description of the mitzvah of fearing God is very, very different. There, the Rambam describes the mitzvah of fearing God not about punishment, but being in awe of God and God's magnificence. Much like the mitzvah of Ahavas Hashem, of loving God, is by observing and marveling at the wonders of creation and the wonder of the Torah, which should inspire us to love God, those same observations should also motivate us and inspire us to be in awe of God, not just to love him, but to be in awe of his greatness and his magnificence compared to us small, finite human beings. This certainly should dissuade us from sinning. It should dissuade us from going against God's will, but it is not really fear of being punished, per se. Let's give a very brief example. If somebody is walking around with a weapon that could potentially harm you, you're afraid of that person, but you're not necessarily in awe of that person. However, if a king or a very important or magnificent figure that you admire would walk by, they might be able to harm you, but what you're more taken by is their greatness, their majesty, their magnificence. That should be the mitzvah of Yiras Hashem, the Rambam says in his halachic work, that we should be in awe of God's greatness and God's majesty. The Mefarshim, the commentators, explain that these two very different views or descriptions of Yiras Hashem are not contradictory. Rather, there are two different stages that as a person develops, we start off with the lower form of fearing God, which is Yiras Chet, fearing God because God might punish us. That, the Rambam says, is how we are raised as children. When teachers or parents try to inspire us as young children, they tell us that Hashem will reward us if we do mitzvos, and Hashem will ultimately punish us if we do averos, if we commit sins. And so that fear dissuades us from displeasing Hashem. Ultimately, however, the Rambam says, the goal is not to continue to live with that fear as the sole fear of God. Rather, we are supposed to mature. We should not want to displease God, not merely because we will get punished, or because God will exact judgment, but because God is so great and we are in awe of him, and we could not bring ourselves to go against his will. Therefore, the Rambam says the ultimate goal is Yiras Haromimus, fear of the awe and majesty of God. And so in the Sefer HaMitzvos, in the Book of Mitzvos, which is merely a list of the mitzvos, the Rambam brings Yiras HaOnesh, the fear of punishment, because that is the baseline mitzvah, the bare bones form of the mitzvah, which everybody is expected to fulfill. However, in the Mishneh Torah, in the book of mitzvos, and particularly in the section dedicated to the fundamentals of God and describing our ultimate relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with God, the Rambam lists the much more mature perspective and description of Yiras Hashem, of fearing God, Yiras HaRomimus, the fear and majesty of Hashem. And so I think as just one important takeaway of this mitzvah is to appreciate that Hashem understands the nature of human beings, that we are dynamic people. We grow and we mature as we go through life. And our relationship with Hashem should mature in kind. When we start out, we want to do what God says because we will get rewarded, and we don't want to displease God because God might punish us at some point. And we always have to believe that. That is a fundamental tenet of our religion, that there will be judgment, both good and bad, for what we do. However, ultimately, we are supposed to strive for something higher by experiencing and being inspired by the wonders of creation and the wonders of Torah. That should motivate us to serve God, not merely be out of a desire for reward or to escape punishment, but because we love God and because we are in awe of God's majesty and how we live to serve Him. Wishing you all a wonderful, wonderful week.